I came out this morning and there's snow on the ground, snow on my car. Pat, there's snow out there again, Ron, if you were about 1,000 feet or higher.
Yep. Well, even if you were lower than that, there was snow. We've had reports of snow all across the state. We've had reports of snow as far south as Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, yesterday. And this is all in the backlash of that storm. And it's, you know, it's just cold aloft. And obviously, it can make the snow. But I don't think that'll happen over the next day or two. Tomorrow night, if the showers continue, they could end as snow showers again tomorrow night. I know it's unbelievable because you're looking at the 20th of April, but again, don't look at it as the 20th of April. Look at it as the 20th of March. We're 1 month behind. So today will just be a partly cloudy, breezy day, 55 to 60. And tonight will be cloudy and the showers will come in after midnight, low 40s. Periods of rain during the day Thursday, most of which very light in the low 50s. And then those showers will end Thursday night, perhaps as some wet snow showers, 35 to 40. Your Friday will be a chilly wind, variably cloudy, one or two showers around low 50s. I think Saturday will have some sun, will be in the mid-50s, and Sunday will be sunny with a high near 60. And next week, considerably better weather. I see a real break in the dry, in the wet weather, and it looks like it will be dry. So dry means more, less clouds and milder temperatures. So next week we should easily, on a consistent basis, be in the 60s by day.
All right, so I'm in the city yesterday.
Yeah, well, it was nasty.
It was nasty, and I had I decided I wanted to get out and walk a little bit, okay? And, you know, in New York, a lot of people don't know, there's two different length blocks. There's the short blocks, and then there's the long blocks that go on forever. Two different length blocks. And so, now, Pat, I have to go to the bathroom, okay? So I'm looking for a place to go to the bathroom, right? So I'm walking, and I finally find a restaurant, Pappardella. And I go in, and the guy says, "Can I help you, sir?" So I said, "Yeah, I'll have can I get a cup of coffee to go?" So he goes, "Yes." Okay, so he goes, and I go to another guy. I says, "Is there a bathroom here?" He goes, "Yeah." Now, Pat, I want to tell you.
Don't tell me it was gross.
No. To go to the bathroom, it was like the steepest stairways down, 20 steps down one way, and then five steps down another way.
Oh.
And I get to the bathroom and, do my business. Now I got to walk back up here. And I'm already tired, and my legs are. So anyways, by the time I get last night, my legs were so sore.
I could just imagine.
And going up, going down the stairs wasn't too bad, but coming up,
wow!
It was like, so that was and then I had the coffee, and I didn't really like it. Was a $4 cup of coffee to go to the bathroom, because I couldn't just use the bathroom. You know, I can't do that to a business.
No, there's been a lot of that stuff going on with Starbucks, as you probably have heard the news.
It's just not right. I mean, if you're going to use the bathroom at some place, buy a croissant or buy something, a cookie or something. So, anyways, but that was my. But it was the walk. It was cold. It was windy. It was horrible.
Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah, I went out a couple of times yesterday. I bring out the garbage and do stuff like that. And, I put my coat on and I said, my goodness, I don't know. Why does it feel so much colder? But it was the wind yesterday making it feel a lot colder. And I'm thinking to myself, boy, the Mets are playing. The Mets played last night. And I'm thinking, who in their right mind would be sitting in those bleachers watching this game?
Well, the Yankees played last night, too, and it looked like the stadium was empty.
It did, huh?
It's horrible to sit out in that cold weather.
Well, diehard fans, they do it.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Might as well go to a football game. I mean, really.
Yeah, you're right. You're definitely right. There's no doubt about it. So, but I guess, I don't know. Did the Mets win last night?
No, they lost again. Two in a row now.
Two in a row. But they had a great streak.
Yeah. but the great streak is over. As in life, Pat.
Yeah.
Whatever goes up must come down.
I guess so. I guess so. Well, let's hope they turn around again. But,
I want to acknowledge Barbara Bush this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Barbara Bush, we have been lucky with First Ladies. Barbara Bush and Michelle Obama, and before that, George's wife. George, what's her name? I forget. His wife. Were just your prototypical First Ladies that were absolutely fantastic out there in the public. Out there in the public. Now, I'm a Hillary Clinton fan, but she wasn't your prototypical type of First Lady. She was more of a politician First Lady. And right. I'm not deriding that, but I'm right. saying, but the First Lady that goes out into the communities and just, she was quite the lady.
And, don't forget Jacqueline.
Yeah, well, that was, and even Lady Bird Johnson, by the way, went out and did things like that. But Barbara Bush, there was something special about her. I loved her sense of humor. She was very self-deprecating sense of humor. Mm-hmm. She started the literacy program that now is in, I think it's in 28 countries overall. It's in 36 of the states at 1,800 different locations. She was quite a woman, and she'll be remembered as one of the great first ladies, really. Quiet first lady when it comes to making ways, but a great first lady.
Interesting how yesterday when they were talking about her, she said she didn't want to, go on with any kind of medicine or something like that. She just wanted, I think she said something like comfort care or something like that. And I'm thinking to myself, well, and they said the whole family was around and they were reading her memoirs. So I'm saying to myself, so is she close to death? You know, they never said that.
Yeah, well,
they just said she had heart problems. That was yesterday. And then, of course, or the day before. And then last night she died.
Yeah. But she's quite a lady. So, that's something special in the United States that I think is great, that we honor these ladies who when their husbands give up their time to become president, they have to go along and give up their privacy and everything else with that, too.
Yeah, yep.
So,
yep.
I mean, it's and one day, sooner or later, Pat, we'll have a first man. Sooner or later.
I thought that was going to happen with Hillary, but obviously did not.
I never put my money down on that. I know.
Very, very interesting how that whole thing. I mean, but now I wonder if anybody who didn't vote for her is saying, "Should I have voted for her?"
No, because you know why, Pat? It would have been the same mess, except instead of all the other scandals that Donald Trump is going through, there would have been the Republicans would have begun impeachment proceedings against Hillary. It would have been the same garbage. It would have been the same garbage, no matter who got elected. It was going to be a horrible 2 or 3 years. There was no way around it. There was no way around it.
The question that remains, Marshall, who will be running in 3 years?
Hell, 3 years. We got to get through the midterms first.
I mean, there has to be somebody out there.
Well, I don't know. Once again, for the second day in a row, you know what I watched when I got home yesterday? 7 Days in May with Kirk Douglas. Just a great movie about the a military takeover of the United States back from the 60s. Just a great movie.
I was watching some movie yesterday, musical, with Jeanette McDonald?
Oh, yeah.
She was in it. I could not believe the costume. I said, my goodness, did they spend, back in those days, they spent money on costumes and sets.
Yeah.
Hollywood went all out.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It's not like that anymore, that's for sure.
Yeah. So have you looked at Lost in Space yet?
No, I haven't. I don't have. I have to subscribe to
Oh,
Netflix.
you don't have Netflix? But it's the best $10 you'll ever spend a month.
That's what you said. Yeah. Then they're coming out with another movie now too. I don't think it's on Netflix, but Netflix is producing it. I saw Coming Attractions yesterday. So, yep, I got to look into that. But right now, I don't have. I barely make dinner before I'm out like a light.
Yeah, I was out like a light last night at about 6:30.
I can imagine.
I got
Yeah.
back about 5:30, flipped that movie on, fell asleep, got up, and then went to bed. Went to bed.
That's it. And here
So
we are now.
that's right. And in a few minutes, I'll go to bed again. Pat, have a good day. We'll speak to you
I'll see you
tomorrow.
tomorrow.
Take care. I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State Forecast here on Robinhood Radio.